morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Morning. Welcome to church. A couple of announcements. You probably noticed there's stewardship thoughts that are based on scripture of the week, and these are worth reading. I thought I'd read today's based on Matthew 22:21. Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." So, what is Jesus saying? Doesn't everything belong to God? Yes. And God has a place for everything. Some of what He gives us goes to Caesar. Some must come back to the work of His church. And some goes to support the families He has given us. All belongs to God, and He has work for us to do with what He has given us in the home, in the church, and in society. I encourage you to look at those. That one's good for a number of reasons. And one is I will not be preaching on the gospel today. I'll be preaching on the epistle reading. So at least you get a little insight into that. And so we do have announcements that I'll save for after the service, but let me let our radio listeners know the hymns. We will be following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151. The opening hymn 605, Father Welcomes. The hymn of the day is 940, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Distribution hymns, 850, God of Grace and God of Glory, 817, Earth and All Stars, 639, Wide Open Stands the Gates, our closing hymn, 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns. So let's begin with our opening hymn, 605.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We allow silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to our insert and sing together the intro. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards and secret places. that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the insert for the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything, for they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully. And you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius, and Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled. And they left him and went away. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. This epistle, this letter from St. Paul, as well as from Silvanus and Timothy, these junior pastors working with him there on this missionary journey, they're always giving thanks to God, constantly mentioning in their prayers and remembering before God the Thessalonians, their work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in Jesus. Faith, love, and hope. Paul lists hope last. That's different than 1 Corinthians. It's faith, hope, and love, where he emphasizes love. Well, he's putting it last, perhaps to emphasize hope. So let's look at hope. Everybody has hope in something or someone. This is common. A longing, an anticipating, expecting something or someone. Not all hope is the same. Let's look at Christian hope. What is Christian hope? Verse 4 says, "For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you." This is the foundation of Christian hope. You didn't choose him, he chose you. This is true for all of you. God has chosen you. A Christian's hope is, it's not in themselves. Christian's hope comes from God, the one who has chosen them. And everything that he tells them in his word, his promises, their brothers and sisters in Christ, you have been chosen by God. He's baptized you. He's declared that you are his. He's sealed you with his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and given you numerous promises, including that the blood of Christ himself has cleansed you, made you new, giving you life eternal that will continue with him. That's the foundation of Christian hope. What is the object of Christian hope? What is it that a Christian hopes for? Verse 10, he says, "To wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come." We do have little hopes, a variety of the different hopes. We hope that the test results turn out good. We hope our children and our grandchildren do well. We hope for safety. Many hopes, our big hope, if I could call it that, our big hope is waiting for Jesus to come back from heaven. The resurrected and the ascended Lord said that he will return. He will come the way he left, the way they saw him go into heaven. And until then, well, some of your little hopes will be realized, but some of them will not. We may succeed at some things that we hope to in our children and grandchildren, but we will fail, and they will fail. Our children and grandchildren, they may mess up. Illnesses and injuries will happen, though we hope for health and well-being, though we hope that our loved one will live, death occurs, loved ones die. And yet, no matter what happens, you can ground and clarify all your hopes in the one big hope, that God's Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come, that will not change. He will not change. So how does a Christian hope? Verse 6 says, "And you became imitators of us and of the Lord." Paul's giving thanks to God for the Thessalonians, that they're not just rejoicing that they've been chosen, they are. It's not that just that they're looking forward to Jesus' return, they are. But they're also imitating Paul and Jesus. They're imitating selfless, sacrificial service, the steadfastness, joyfulness. Paul's life was on display for them, along with Silvanus and Timothy's. We hear more as the epistle continues in chapter 2. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. This boldness in conflict is the Thessalonians themselves would experience conflict and persecution. And the speaking of Paul and Silvanus and Timothy was not to please man, but to please God. This was a time where you did have a lot of fake preachers, you could say, kind of phonies, trying to take advantage of people's willingness to hear anybody, to hope in anyone, you could say. But these were different. They're gentle. Paul says we're like nursing mothers taking care of our own children, ready to share not only the gospel of God, but he says, but also our own selves. They were just there for these Thessalonians. They worked night and day so that they might not be a burden. Holy, righteous, blameless conduct toward them, these Christians. Like a father with his children, exhorted, encouraged, charged to walk in a manner worthy of God. You sense the tender love Paul has for these Thessalonians. So Paul thanks God that the Thessalonians received the word of God and became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus, even in their suffering. Now, Scripture is filled with those who we may imitate, including Paul, Silvanus, Timothy, the Thessalonians. You can turn to Hebrews 11 if you want to see what's called the Hall of Fame of Faith. You know, many who are cited there as examples. They give us places and people that we could turn to the Scripture to learn more about, well, how did they live? How did they hope? You have this. It starts off, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Connecting us, this faith and hope. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And we're invited to read more about Abel. He offered the more acceptable sacrifice to God. He offered these first fruits, giving to God what is his. Noah, this reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. Obedient, trusting God and his word, even though many mocked him and there's no evidence that a flood was coming for the 100 years that he built that ark. Abraham, he went out not knowing where he was going, with faith and a promise. It goes on and on, Hebrews does, about these people, these real people that we can look to as people that we may imitate. And Paul is commending the Thessalonians. I think today is like a pastor appreciation day. Well, I want to express appreciation for you. I thank God for you, believers in Christ. You're gathered here in his name, hoping in him, steadfast in this hope. He has chosen you. No matter what's going on in your lives, the challenges, the conflicts, persecution, you're here. You've received the word of God. You have become imitators of the church in Christ Jesus. I do mention you in my prayers, remembering before God, our Father, your work of faith and labor of love, steadfastness and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. God has chosen you, your hope in Jesus Christ and his return. You're imitating the faithful who have gone before you by remaining steadfast in this hope. I know you face trials, temptations. I know your faith is tested. That is because your God loves you, strengthening that faith, demonstrating to yourselves, to one another, and to others what he has given you, who you are in him. As you receive the word in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit, you are examples to all believers, those who observe you, those who hear about you, those who hear about the faithful at Zion and Chippewa Falls. As Paul explains in Romans chapter 5, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through him that we have obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. God of our salvation, you deliver your Son's work through your word in power and in the Holy Spirit. Strengthen the Church's pastors to proclaim your truth. Increase the faith of all who hear, that they may respond in love, steadfast in their hope. Lord, in your mercy. God of all truth, from the rising of the sun to its setting, you make known your salvation in Christ. Bless fathers and mothers as they teach their children your word and your ways. Let them know that there is no God besides you, and so rejoice in your faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy. God our Father, you appointed Cyrus as your instrument to return your people to Jerusalem. Uphold the authorities of our nation in wisdom and integrity, that we might live in peace with a good conscience. Grant that they would make salutary use of the taxes we render and lead us to recognize them as your instruments, honoring them as you command, Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our help comes from you, who made heaven and earth. You preserve our life. Have mercy on the family and friends of Kathy Dassault, the family and friends of Sandy Anderson, Blaine, Mary Jo, Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Kim, Audrey, Greg, Diane, Ruth, Lacey, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Amy, Sarah, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Jim, and all who are afflicted. Keep them from all evil and shade them from all harm, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, guard those who travel, keep their going out and their coming in. Protect them from every trouble, prosper their journey according to your will, and make their homecomings joyful, Lord, in your mercy. True and living God, you have turned us from idols to serve you and live. As we wait for your Son's return in glory, grant that we would faithfully receive him at this altar with repentance and joy. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. A special blessing, particularly for those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the offertory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and your blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given unto death for you. I wish the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Reagan, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Reed, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.